Oh, hey. What? Aggressive? That's just my normal knock, you fool. What are you doing home anyway? Oh, yeah. That explains why you weren't at work. Yeah, I went to your work because I was gonna bring you some lunch. I get all the way there only to be told that you called out sick and you didn't even tell me. Honestly, I was worried, but more pissed because you didn't tell me. I almost didn't come over here, but I kind of care about you, so I had to at least come look at you. You look terrible. You look awful. You look like you just stepped off the set of a Tim Burton film. Go lay down. I'm gonna, I don't know, find stuff to, like, I guess check your temperature and I guess give you medicine or something. I don't know how to take care of people. I've never had to take care of you. You, bed, now. Where's the fucking thermometer? 7 minutes and 26 seconds later. Oh, good, you're still alive. So, I've been searching through your messy apartment. Luckily, I found some medicine. I mean, there's no label on these, but they look like they'll make you drowsy, so you probably should take them. Also brought you a glass of water and a thermometer because I think I have to check your temperature, because if your temperature is abnormal, then we will have to further assess how to take care of you. As in we, I mean me and you. So, come closer because I kinda don't wanna touch you. You might be contagious, and I don't wanna catch what you got. Like, you're my partner, but like, I don't wanna catch whatever you've got, you know? So, stick out your tongue, I guess? Is this how it works? Oh. Oh, it goes here. Okay. Okay, stay still, I guess. Cool. You don't have a fever. Congratulations. I guess here, take this. Drink this. Just do it. I'm sure it'll make you feel better. So you're just not feeling good? Like, is there anything else going on? I haven't seen you in a few days, so. You're warm, but you don't have a fever. What did you eat last night? Have you been drinking water? You practically hiss at the sight of water, a glass of water. You're like a fucking cat. It's not that hard to just chug some water every now and then. Because if you don't, you're gonna be dehydrated. You're probably dehydrated. If not, you're probably tired, sleepy. I know you have the fucking sleep schedule and diet of a preteen. Horrendous. You're lucky I'm here to take care of you. Well, I guess we just wait. I guess I'll just watch you for a few hours, see if your condition changes. I can recheck your temperature. I guess, I don't know, try to take a nap or something. Are you hungry? I can, like, bring you the food I brought you. That I was going to bring you to work. Yeah, I brought your favorite. Duh. Whatever. It's not a sweet gesture. I was just passing through, so I was just gonna bring you lunch. Nothing special. It's not like this is the first time I've ever done it for you. Yeah, whatever. Oh, hey, maybe you should hold off on eating. Maybe try to rest first, and then we'll go from there. Honestly, I don't really know what I'm doing. I care about you to some degree. I've never had to take care of someone before, other than myself. And I'm putting in this small effort, so I hope I can be a helpful girlfriend. I kinda sorta hate seeing you this way. I like you when you're not looking like crap. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. But it just seems like medicine and water and checking your temperature is all I'm good for. Is there anything else I can do to make your time resting a little bit better? No? You just want me here? Aww, how disgustingly sweet. I would cuddle you and kiss you, but you're probably contagious. Plus, sometimes cuddles and kisses don't fix everything. I could just pull up a chair and just be here, I guess. Okay, then that's what I'll do. Or I could read a book to you. That's a comforting thing, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'll read to you. Alright, let me take a look at your bookshelf. Let's see what we got here. What kind of selection is this? You have this book? Babe, seriously? No. Ugh, not this one. Oh god, definitely not this one. Ew. Your books suck. I need to take you to the bookstore ASAP. Yeesh. Your taste in books are trash. Like, dumpster on fire trash bad. Well, shit. What am I gonna read to you? This is definitely a sign that we need to take a little bookstore trip. Well, once you're feeling top-notch again, I want to go when you're feeling good. Maybe we can, like, make it a, like, day-date kind of thing. We've never done one of those before. I mean, we don't have to. Like, I'm just saying, it's just, you know, whatever, it's not a big deal. What can I do to make you, sleepy? Find a spot on the ceiling or the wall something that is not moving, like, don't look at the fan. Pick a spot that you can just, like, stare at. Did you find a spot? Okay. Now, keep your eyes locked on that spot. Don't take your eyes off of it. Just keep staring at it. And staring at it. And staring at it. Don't even fucking blink. You keep staring at it. And 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 staring at it. Keep staring at it until I tell you to close your eyes. Right now, lay as still as you possibly can. Don't move a muscle and continue to stare at the spot. Take a deep breath in and out. Again, in and out. Perfect. Soon, you'll feel your eyes starting to get a little tired at staring at that damn spot. Well, you know what? If your eyelids are starting to feel like they're getting heavy, let them fall shut. Don't close them. Just let them fall shut naturally. Keep staring at the spot, but don't fight your eyelids from shutting. Don't fight it. Fight it. Let it happen naturally. And we're going to count to 10 in our heads, starting now. And now we're going to count from 10 down to 1 in our heads. Good. And if you haven't naturally shut your eyes at this point, go ahead and close your eyes. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Again, deep breath in and exhale. Just lay there. Try to clear your mind if you can. I'm just gonna sit here and watch you. Don't open your eyes until I tell you to. Good. Keep your eyes shut. Try to relax. Start feeling better.